Hello and welcome to Safe Space, the space where I share with you my journal entries, my gratitude, and some topics that I feel help me and I hope help you. With that, let's go ahead and begin to arrive in the moment. Let yourself slow down here and let's take a deep breath. Maybe stretch out your arms to the sky or to the side. Maybe twist your back. Maybe stand up if you want to. Take a second just to get a little stretch in. And let's smile because we have so much to be thankful for. Let's go ahead and not only open our minds, but open our hearts and truly just rejoice, guys. Let's feel the love, feel the encouragement, feel the hope, and just feel the gratitude of all of the blessings that we have and that are even yet to come, because so many are yet to come. We have already been so blessed with so much, truly. And if you're not thankful for the same things that I'm thankful for today exactly, I highly encourage you to take this time and think of three things that you can be thankful for in your situation. I am thankful for the fact that I can read and the fact that I can write. Without reading, I wouldn't be able to learn a lot of the stuff that I'm learning right now. Without being able to write, I wouldn't be able to truly take the time to comprehend things and just to journal, because I love journaling. I'm so thankful that I have a pathway to education, that I get to learn these new things, and that I get to grow and be the best version of myself every day. I'm thankful that I have a new pair of slippers. I absolutely love them. They're so comfy and cozy. And I'm thankful for the fact that I can learn from my mistakes and that they don't define me. Let's go ahead and transition to our topic today, which is 4 self-discovery tips. The first tip to finding yourself is understanding that we are always changing. Just like our taste buds change every 10 years, our interests can change and evolve over time. When this happens, know that you're not alone and rest assured that there's always more to explore and fall in love with. Number 2, take initiative to try something new. If you are unsure of what you like or don't like, try something new. Pay the fee to try that class. Watch YouTube videos to learn about the new topic that you just thought about. Ask around for guidance on where you can try to learn the thing that you want to do. I promise you are not wasting your time or money exploring potential interests. When you're trying something new, if you find that you don't like one thing, you can move forward knowing that you discovered you don't like it and you don't have to do it again. Allow yourself to spend time and money learning what you do and don't like. It is worth it when you find what you do like, because you will find what you do like. Just like my dad would say to me as a kid when introducing any new food that wasn't chicken nuggets, you might like it, but you never know it until you try it. Tip number 3, keep an open mind and stick to one thing for a while. When you're learning who you are and what you like or dislike to do, it's important not to rush through any activity. Be mindful in the present moment of what exactly you both like and dislike about the activity. Keep an open mind that you may like some aspects of the new activity and not others. For example, I'm learning to play the guitar and it can be really frustrating practicing the same chord progression over and over, but I stuck with it long enough to know that once I master a song and it sounds good, I love to play the guitar. It makes me happy and I feel a sense of accomplishment. Keep an open mind that will help you get a true understanding of how you feel about what you tried. Tip number 4, don't let "it's too hard" be a reason that you don't like something. Most hard things are worth doing. If everything was easy, we wouldn't feel a sense of accomplishment when we achieve a new level or create something new. If what you want to do seems too hard and overwhelming, research what to do at a beginning level. You won't be perfect or an expert at everything on the first try, and that's okay. The point is to try it. So go out there, guys. Try something new today. Learn about yourself, what you do, don't like, and just be confident after you've tried it. I love you guys, and I know that you are going to take a step today to be the best version of yourself, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you guys next week.